2012 started off, you know what I'm saying? Rick Ross dropped his shit too, Rich Forever. Overall, I didn't like the overall mixtape.
There are some. End it.
We're done. For real, there's no point even discussing this thing.
There's no point. I didn't like the whole thing.
If you don't like it, there's no point.
There's like four tracks on it. I like Stanley like it. On it.
I like Nas. What the fuck do you want?
It's like if you like Teflon Don, if you like
every time.
I played the Rick Ross more than I played.
I did too.
Okay, so you know what? Give the fucking camera to Raphael.
I didn't like the whole project. I said I like four tracks on it.
What was it about you didn't like?
Everybody knows Rick Ross has a credibility issue. And there's certain tracks like the one with Nas I like. But it's just
murdered that mixtape.
Huh? Yeah, he did.
Nas
he did. He did. And I like MMG Forever or whatever that was with Staley and Pharrell on there. I like Staley on there. Or Staley. Am I saying the name wrong?
Staley.
Yeah.
We do need like a bell.
So I like Staley on it. But you know what, Rick Ross, as much as I like Rick Ross, the credibility issue with him, it is just like, nigga, you never did that. So it's just hard for me. Like, really. It's just hard for me.
He's had the credibility issue throughout his entire career.
I know, but there's
only
certain.
Talking about how much you love Rick Ross.
I don't always say how much I love Rick Ross. I say I like certain tracks.
Rick Ross. Oh my god. Oh. Are y'all serious?
Biggie versus Rick Ross. Ruff you said how much you like Rick Ross.
Okay, and
love.
I said that he has improved in flow. Yeah, man, look, let's clear this shit up right now. Just because I'm a fan of an artist doesn't mean that you're supposed to like everything they put out.
It sounds like all the other shit that they do.
But Teflon Don didn't sound like this. Teflon Don didn't sound like this. You know what I'm saying? This mixtape was okay. I liked a couple tracks on it, and that's about it. That's about it.
Hey, I said my piece on Twitter about this damn mixtape. It was like 80%, 90% of damn mixtapes, everything sounded like. The only tracks I like was the track with John Legend and Nas. To me, he killed the whole mixtape.
You didn't like Ross on that verse? On that song?
What? I give him that. I even said that shit. Ross right. did his shit on that fucking verse. Oh, I think. Not, you didn't think Ross's verse was pretty decent? I thought he held his own against Nas. I really do.
Yeah, I did too.
And I typically don't like Rick Ross. I still don't like Rick Ross. I think he's horrible. But on that track, I was impressed. Maybe Nas wrote his shit. I don't know, but I was impressed. I'm not even gonna lie. I was really impressed.
Man, Nas was
just
so angry on that track, though. Man, that's what I loved about it. Man, that's what I loved about his. That's what I loved about his feature. What else? There's another one. I think it was one more that I liked. But that was it. I did like Diddy. Oh, he went back to like 94 and shit.
He did not
like Diddy.
Yeah.
What?
No, listen. Oh, no, listen. Man, I'm just saying, you know how Diddy used to be ad-libbing and shit back in the 90s? I did like that shit. That shit was funny. I thought it was funny.
But you liked his verse?
No. I'm talking about. No, he not his rap. I'm talking about it was the first song. It was the very first song. He was ad-libbing in and shit. Like,
that's what I said.
Hey,
what
Diddy, said
it was like Diddy.
The devil knocking, don't let him in.
And then you're Diddy. Don't let him in. Like, that was Diddy. That was Diddy. That was classic Diddy. That was classic Diddy and shit, dog. Don't let him in. Yeah. Don't let him in. Like, you know, I thought that shit was funny, man.
Well, I like that song. I just didn't like Diddy on that shit.
That shit sounds just like, I'm not a star to me. Like, that shit sound the same.
Really?
Yeah, it
did. All of his shit
sound the same.
It didn't sound like I'm not
a star. Yes, it did. And he, like, recycling lyrics and shit, man. Man.
What lyrics are recycling be?
I'm not a star.
That shit. He said that
so
shit all one
I
time.
I can't fit in a regular car.
Like he was recycling shit, man. I ain't like it. That's my verdict. I didn't like it, Ken. What you thought?
You know, Rick Ross, man, he got the game on lock right now, man. Give Rick Ross a break.
Man,
I actually agree with Ken. I don't like him, but I can't really.
Give Rick Ross a break, man. You know what? I think, you know, you're right. I think there are tracks on here that does sound like it could have been on, you know, his very first album, I'm Hustling. You know, he has that same sound. But overall, for me, what I took from this album and what I like from this particular album are the tracks that didn't really sound like that. Say what?
Mixtape. You say album.
Like, really, though?
Hey, like, man, was good. Good.
Said, I know,
they're interchangeable, right?
No.
if we don't
sit here, we just up here and say how they not interchangeable.
I know we are. Fuck y'all, man. But nah, yeah. All of the tracks that that sounded different from what he normally. Yo, what up?
Is that it?
You know, I thought we're cool, man. I think what Rick Ross is kind of doing is he's trying to kind of set the stage for God Forgives God Forgives I Don't. And I think he started to show a little bit of versatility as far as in the sound of some.
Versatility?
What the hell? Yeah, I was about to say.
You know what, Kat? I feel you, but I feel like Ross does that on his albums versus the mixtapes. Because all of the projects that he left out, you know what I'm saying, that came out in 11 and out with this one, they mainly sound the same. But like Teflon Don had a lot of different sounds on it. It wasn't just all Beat Billionaire. You know what I'm saying? Or Lex Luger type beats on the album. On this mixtape, it sounded very redundant. Not redundant. It sounded very redundant.
I ain't know.
You say it was not that much versatility on this mixtape. On the album, he had versatility, and that's the reason why, you know, in this era of mixtapes being better than albums, I feel Ross has done the opposite for me. His albums has been way better than the free shit he's been putting out. For me, I just, you know, one of my favorite things about Ross is his hooks. Like, I'm Not a Star. That's one of my favorite Ross songs. I like the hook on it. But on this mixtape, I just didn't like a lot of the hooks and a lot of the, like, fuck them. Fuck them. Get the fuck out of here.
Did you like Off
but
the Boat?
He kind of have repetitive hooks like that.
That's kind of a mandatory thing nowadays to have a repetitive hook like that.
I feel you, but the hook didn't sound good. I'm not talking about the repetitiveness of it. I'm just saying the hook didn't sound good. It just didn't sound good. So to me, that's what I'm saying. Like the mixtape wasn't necessarily whack, but I love Teflon Don so much better. I like his album so much better than the free shit he puts out.
I think the hook on Stay Scheming, I think it fit the song. You know what I'm saying? I think it really fit the concept of that song, man. And I don't see anything wrong with the hook. You know, I don't think it was bad.
Well, you want women shooting the gym?
You want women shooting in the gym?
That's a lot of the fucking
year. You know what? I will say this about this mixtape. I do kind of feel sorry for Ross because I think the only reason people are really talking about this mixtape is the Drake song and the Nas song. I haven't heard nobody being like, man, this new Rick Ross. Rick Ross is spit. They're just like, hey, you heard that? You heard that?
Nah,
shit.
Nah, yeah.
You
heard that? Nobody gonna say that. Yeah.
I kind of feel sorry.
It does overpower the mixtape.
It does.
Bitch, you wasn't shooting with me.
What the fuck is that even? That's so whack.
That was.
No,
you don't get it.
No, I get the Kobe thing, yeah. Oh, still but whack.
No, man, it's just it's the epitome of the title of the song.
Exactly.
This bitch is scheming.
Exactly.
This bitch is
scheming. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym, and then you about to get 150 M's? Nah, man, I feel that.
I love that line. Yep. I love that line. Fuck.
And then I like how Ross came in on it.
Because it was so ill. Like,
are you serious?
I swear, dog. Yeah. I saw that shit was so ill. I mean, I'm a Kobe fan. Somebody needed to say some shit like that.
Nah,
I felt like somebody. I felt like somebody needed to say that shit. Because all this basketball wife shit and all that.
Exactly.
Bitch, you want to shoot with me in the gym? Like, why the fuck am I giving you my money? You know what I'm saying?
Like half? 150 million? Holy shit.
How you make a verse going at Common and you throw that little whack ass bullshit?
It didn't. I even tweeted it. I said it had nothing to do with the diss track.
That's what I'm saying.
The
like,
title
why?
Track. It had something to do with the title
exactly.
track, though. Definitely.
Look,
because chicks be scheming.
Yeah,
bitches be scheming.
They be scheming.
Sign a fucking prenup.
How you start a verse going at Common, then you go to basketball? Why?
Talking about
sorry ass, whack ass Drake.
But he does say in the verse back, but back to the he says that.
Back to what?
Yeah, because he's back Kobe, to the, my man. Something. You know what I'm saying? Like he
right.
like Kobe.
Why you talking about Kobe? What?
That was a hot lane. That was a hot line.
So you didn't like that verse at all either.
Hell no.
But nah, man, the beats, like you got a system. Raw shit always bang. It's just like Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? So in that aspect it bumping the whip, but I wasn't really feeling the overall mixtape like that though.
After I downloaded it, I deleted everything on there except for the Nas song.
Hey, OB.
So it went harder than the cycle bin.
Yeah, every track except for the Nas track and the John Legend track went to the cycle bin.
But you've never liked Ross, though.
Yeah.
You've never liked Ross.
But I tried to listen to it with open ears, man. Like, well, maybe, you know, maybe something might change. But when I listened to this, I was like,
what was the John Legend?
It was called Rich. It was a title track, Rich Forever. The production on that joint was nice.
I did like the production on that.
And then John Legend was good on the hook too, so it was good. It was a good song. I give him that and the Nas song. Everything else went in the recycle bin.
Damn, nah, man. I mean, if you fuck with Rick Ross and you like Rick Ross, I mean, you'll fuck with it.
I don't fuck with Rick Ross. I've never liked Rick Ross. I've said many times that I don't understand Rick Ross's appeal. I kind of understand his lane. I don't understand his appeal. But this mixtape, I kind of agree with Kim that it sounds like all his other shit to me. But that's kind of surface level because I'm not deep on Rick Ross. So I really can't, you know, you can't really take my opinion for this. But at the end of the day, final verdict, this shit got deleted hella quick. I think I deleted it at work.
You deleted it as soon as you listened to it. Huh? Yep, that was
I was deleting it as I was listening to it. I was deleting the track.
Bullshit.
But yeah, no. If you like Rick Ross, check it out. If you don't like Rick Ross, this is not going to change your mind.